Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. We've got the Youngblood family up, and they're going to be singing a song, When Jesus Steps In. Before they sing, I'm testifying just a little bit there at the church from the live recording about trusting God. If you can't trust God in what you have seen, the trees and the mountains and the seas, and if you can't trust God in what you have seen, how in the world are you ever going to trust God for what you don't see? I'm talking about the street of gold this morning. I'm talking about the throne of God's grace. I'm talking about the walls of jasper and the gates of pearl. If you can't trust God, who is the creator of all that we see, how will you ever trust God for what you cannot see? I'm going to tell you something today. I'm looking through the eyeglass of faith this morning. Can I tell you, I can trust him for what I do see, but I'm also trusting him for what I can't see, amen. And I can tell you this morning, just as I can't see the electricity that runs through the wall, amen, you just cut it right, you'll feel it, amen. I believe this morning, if you'll get plugged in just right, amen, you'll feel a touch of heaven, you'll get some heaven down in your soul this morning. If you'll get plugged in, amen, he'll help you this morning. You got to want him to come, amen. They're singing, you pray for them while they're singing.
Time we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where we're speaking on Would Jesus Come to My House out of Luke chapter number 8 verses 40 through 56. The first thing we're going to be looking at today is Jesus will not come to a house where he's not welcome.
Chapter number 8. Jairus is going to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to ask him to come and to help his daughter. She is at home. She's dying. She's not doing well. And in the midst of that time, we find a lady that comes with an issue of blood, had that thing for 12 years. But then they go on to Jairus' house, and the Lord Jesus Christ heals the daughter. Look with me in verse number 40. I like the ending of verse number 40. You're there in Luke chapter number 8. In verse number 4, and it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him. That's the way we ought to come into church, amen. Oh, we ought to receive him gladly. For they were all waiting for him. Thank God, I like that, don't you? I had a preach right there. Somebody needs to get a hold of that text, underline that thing, amen, and preach a three-part outline out of that thing, boy. Look at verse number 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus. Notice about him. He was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. The woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physician. She is broke. She is empty. She'd give all. Neither could be healed of any. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped immediately. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and impress thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." Amen. Thank God. Lord, that's good right there. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Boy, I tell you, I bet she walked out of there, oh Lord, with a new revived, amen, walk. Amen. I bet it's almost like a day you got saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I tell you, that walk out was a whole lot different than that walk in. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. I like that right there. Amen. About that peace. Look at verse 49. And while he yet spake, there cometh one of the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." Well, that's bad news. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came in into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father of them and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, "Weep not, she's not dead, but sleepeth." And when they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead, and he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat, and her parents were astonished. But he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. As I look at this text tonight, I've been thinking about this. Would Jesus come to my house? One of the first things I see this, Jesus will not come to a house where he's not wanted. In other words, there has to be an invitation, amen. And so this is what I see in the text. Jesus would have never went to Jairus' house had Jairus not went to Jesus. I mean, so what we find is this, Jairus has a need, And this is what it does. It turns from that house to which he lives in, that family to which he has. He leaves that family to go and he gets some help. Who does he find? He finds the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he gets to Jesus, this is what it does. He invites the Lord to come to his house where he has the need. Amen. What you need to do tonight is this. You say, preacher, I don't know how we're going to make it. I don't know how in the world we're going to ever pay the bills. I don't know how we're going to make it through this problem that we're in. Can I tell you, invite Jesus to your house. Amen. If you say, preacher, would he come? I'm going to tell you something. The only way you're going to know is if you invite him. Verse number 41, I done devotion on Monday morning. Thank God for devotion. Monday morning, down at machine shop. And I got a hold of this thing Monday morning. I about took a lap around my living room. And behold, there came a man named Jairus. And he was a, look here, underline this section right here. He was a ruler of the synagogue. Y'all see that right there? He was, in other words, this was a religious man. This man was not a God hater. This man was not somebody that disregarded the things of God. No, this man was a religious man. And this man loved, I believe he loved God. But then all of a sudden, look here, hey, I believe this. You can believe what you want to. But I believe that man Jairus had done a call out down there at the synagogue, and they've done all kinds of things. They couldn't get nothing done, amen. And I mean, they prayed Wednesday night prayer meeting. They've done, but can I tell you, it was not the same as Jesus being there in the person. Can I tell you, you can only get help from the church when Jesus is present. Y'all listen to what there's a lot of people going to church. Y'all there, amen. Y'all with me tonight? The Bible said where two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be in the midst. Amen. Jesus will never come to a house of worship that don't want him there. Amen. If your program's too big, if your activities are too large, can I tell you, Jesus ain't gonna have nothing to do with that. But if two or three will get together in my name, he said, I'll be in the midst. Amen. Thank God. Jesus will only come to a place where he's welcome. When I read this, Look at what the Bible says in verse 41. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. I can only imagine tonight, as I read that text, I can only imagine it this way. There is urgency in the voice of Jairus. The text seemed to point us to an I tell you what, something happens to my youngins, I'm going to do all I can, amen. If I had to crawl on my hands and knees to get them to help, I tell you, if I got hurt in the process, I'd do everything I could for my youngins, amen. And I believe there's some of you here do the same thing. Why? Because we love them, amen. There's some urgency in Jairus' mind, his heart. He's wanting to get some help. He knows there's desperation. Can I tell you, the Lord will help you in desperation. Verse 42. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lied dying. Look, Jesus will never come to a house where he's not wanted. But then number two, Jesus loves to come to a house where he's allowed to be master. I tell you, before Jesus ever starts going towards Jairus' house, we already find Jairus falling down before the Lord Jesus Christ. If we could ever get to this place where we quit trying to fix things on our own and just start letting God have it, amen. I think Jairus had got down there. He was a ruler of the synagogue. He got down there and he said, you know what? My preaching ain't going to fix it, amen. Look, all of the administration work that I've done down there at the church, it ain't fixing this problem. I got a problem that's bigger than me. I need some help. I know where to get the help. They tell me about this man named Jesus. I'm going to give him a shot. I'm going to invite him to come to my house. And that's exactly what he did. And that's what he did. But hey, I tell you, you talk about getting a hold of the master. So you get at his feet, you're going to get his attention. Oh, you get at his feet, you're going to get his attention. The Bible said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732.
Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.